Canton woman now in custody following her indictment for a May 2021 death. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge arrested Tuesday facing charges of involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. She's scheduled for arraignment Friday. Talmadge and 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton, who already pleaded not guilty to the same charges, were caretakers for a 71-year-old woman who died after alleged neglect. Green's pretrial hearing slated for next Wednesday. Visiting judges reset the trial in the death of Frank Tyson for August 10th. The case involves two Canton police officers who pleaded not guilty to reckless homicide. The trial was postponed after both prosecutors and defense attorneys asked for more time, citing a family illness and scheduling conflicts. It marks the second delay in the case. Tyson died in April 2024 under police custody. Canton woman scheduled for arraignment Thursday in municipal court on multiple felony drug and gun charges. 39-year-old Patrice McKnight was arrested in Louisville Tuesday and charged with drug possession and trafficking involving meth, heroin, and cocaine. Police say the drugs were allegedly prepared for distribution and a handgun was recovered. McKnight also charged with having weapons under disability due to a 2018 drug trafficking conviction. The Marlington School District has received a $10,000 grant to expand the Engineering Career Tech program, funding new equipment, technology, and instructional resources. Tuesday, Superintendent Dan Swisher also told the Board of Education the district is about 95% staffed, with elementaries fully covered and openings being filled at the middle and high school. Contract negotiations with the Classified Employees Union began last month, with Swisher reviewing proposals and aiming to present a plan to the board by May. Two local women jailed following their arrest during an early Tuesday traffic stop on Route 250 near the Harrison-Tuscarawas County line. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Nicole Shundry of Canton was charged with driving under OVI suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, and had multiple outstanding warrants. Her pastor, 28-year-old Selena Robinson of Sebring, faces charges including bulk possession of drugs, drug paraphernalia, obstructing justice, and an outstanding nationwide warrant. A community open house will be held today from 3 to 5 to show off renovations at the Canton City Health Department. The offices located at 420 Market Avenue North underwent $2.7 million in upgrades. The facility expanded to the first and second floors of the Sears building, updating clinics, offices, labs, and adding extra restrooms and a break room. Health Commissioner Amanda Archer says the renovations improve workspace and provide room for future growth. The building has housed the health department since 1993. A Beechwood woman could face decades in prison after pleading guilty Monday to federal child exploitation charges. 26-year-old Molly Duncan admitted to abusing two children while working as their nanny in Northeast Ohio. Prosecutors say the abuse occurred between November 2023 and July 2024 in Portage and Geauga counties, involving victims under 2 years old. Investigators say she recorded the abuse and shared the images online. Duncan will be sentenced July 22nd. A Columbiana County judge has thrown out a lawsuit claiming a Negley landfill destroyed a historic mound system. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton ruled Monday the complaint failed to state a valid claim and granted motions to dismiss from all defendants. Suit filed last month by Dennis Wallace of East Palestine against the Ohio EPA, Penn Ohio Landfill, and Noble Environmental. Attorneys said the complaint included no facts to support fraud allegations. The judge dismissed the case without a hearing. A portion of East State Street in Salem will soon carry an honorary name. City Council approved designating the stretch between Lincoln and Ohio Avenues as Civic Way, recognizing its historic and civic importance. Salem News reports new street signs will be added, but addresses will not change. The proposal came from Salem Renaissance to highlight nearby landmarks like the Salem Memorial Building and Public Library. Concerns about safety, blight, and infrastructure discussed by Smith Township trustees. Residents raised issues Monday about a camper in an alley near Alden Avenue and Lake Park Boulevard with concerns about possible illegal activity. Police have contacted the owner. Trustees say the situation will be monitored. Trustees also discussed increased patrols in the area and problems with vacant houses. Ohio Edison has repaired three faulty lights at Maple Ridge Park and is working to fix another. Jim McNutt of the Beloit Historical Society spoke about recruiting new members. Information about the group will be posted on the township's website. We have the following funeral announcements. There will be no service for 74-year-old Deidre Zink of Alliance. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki. Private service will be held for Edwin Zanosko. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.